So how are you acclimating to Giants land?
It's a nice transition. You know, everyone's very welcoming. The team, the coaching staff. It's been a smooth transition.
Well, how cool is it? I mean, you won the Super Bowl right over there in MetLife Stadium. You used the Giants facility, so you had to feel a little bit at home when you first showed up.
Most definitely. You know, it was familiar territory. Like you said, we've been out here for about a week and a half up until the Super Bowl. And like you said, this was home base until that time. And, you know, it feels good to be back here.
All right. Obviously, you're a versatile player. There's a lot of different things you can do. Play corner, cover the slot guy. How do you see your role in this defense?
You know, being that utility player, you know, being able to bring the different aspects of the game. You know, I think we're going to mix up a couple of pressures and coverage and man and stuff like that. And really just making the most of my opportunities while I'm here.
All right. You came from a secondary in Seattle that was fantastic, a defense that was fantastic. When you look at the guys here with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, Prince Amukamara, you've got Stevie Brown at safety, who was second in the league in interceptions 2 years ago, Antrell Roll. Do you see this group potentially developing that same type of chemistry you had in Seattle?
Almost definitely. You know, we're a lot more seasoned team here than we were in Seattle. We were very young out there. We have a lot of experience, a lot of talent from the defensive line to linebackers to the defensive back room, obviously. And, you know, the sky's the limit for us. You know, if we could really put that together during this training camp, you know, I mean, we could be the best in the league.
Were you hesitant at all coming here, knowing that, you know, there was a lot of other pieces that they were looking to put in place where you might not get the opportunity you wanted?
I wasn't really hesitant. You know, at the end of the day, it's competition. You know, the best players are going to be on the field. You know, I mean, that's been one of the – that's how I am as a competitor. You know, I don't want anything handed to me. I'm going to go out there and prove my worth while I'm out there. And, you know, competition brings the best out of each player on the team.
Couple guys in that locker room have two Super Bowl championships. A lot of your other teammates here have one. You have one now with Seattle. What is a championship player bring, and what's the message that you try to spread to the other guys that haven't won and are looking to win one?
You know, it really comes down to the mindset, you know. We were able to do it with defense, you know, and the New York Giants is raised on defense, you know, throughout its history and stuff like that, you know, and we really want to get back to that pinnacle of being a dominant defense. And it really comes down to the mindset. We have to really want it. You know, it's these long days out here in training camp that really prepares you for this long haul up until February.
All right, Pete Carroll, your former head coach, energetic guy. Tom Coughlin's an energetic guy in a different way. What's the one thing about Coughlin that surprised you so far?
Nothing's really surprised me so far. You know, I mean, you know, he's an old school coach. You know, as far as his approach and everything, you know what to expect in that. You know, but I mean, the biggest thing is his will to win. You know, to bring another championship back home, you know, the year they had last year, you know, was very mediocre, and he doesn't want to return to that, you know. Like I was saying, this organization is raised on championships, you know, four in the modern era before after the post-merger, and even championships before that. And so it has a very long tradition of winning, and he wants to get back to that.
All right, there's an art to being able to cover the slot guy. And it's something that you do very well. Take us through some of the things that are really important to be able to be successful dealing with those guys.
You know, it really comes down to the preparation and also the scheme that you had during that play on the field. Really utilizing your leverage, your help where it is, whether it be in a short middle of the field or the deep middle of the field. And really being attention to detail. Your opponent has a two-way go, and so you have to be very sound in your technique.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.